Phoenix City Councilman Sal DeCiccio tweeted yesterday that there's been an enormous amount of pressure coming from the mayor and certain members of the city council to release some of the rioters that were arrested over the weekend, adding that they threaten they'll vote against the police budget this week if they don't get their way. Joining us now is the Valley's top prosecutor, Maricopa County Attorney Alistair Adele. Alistair, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being with us. Are judges releasing alleged rioters too quickly? And if so, can you tell us why?
Well, good morning. Thank you guys for having me. I can tell you that once someone is arrested and they're booked into the county jail, we have commissioners at initial appearance that determine if there is probable cause, and they make that determination. They're being booked on everything from the rioting statutes to aggravated assault on officers. It's not that they're making decisions too quickly, but they do have a timeline. From the time that someone is booked, they have to see a judge within 24 hours. And so it's not that it's too quickly. It's just our process and our justice system, and we rely on our judges to make those decisions.
Speaking of the probable cause statements, our TV partners at ABC 15 report that some of the protesters who were arrested were released after judges found that Phoenix police copied and pasted the probable cause statements on their booking information. What do you know about that, and can you explain what that means?
Sure. I did see that news headline. I have looked at some of the probable cause statements. There were so many people booked, and a lot of them for the same charges of rioting. And so the facts would have been very, very similar. So I don't know that it was a copy and paste necessarily in a nefarious way, but more of an efficient way. I can't speak for the police. I would defer to Chief Williams and our partners in law enforcement on that. But again, there were so many people that were booked, and we need to just focus on the fact that we had many, the vast majority of people out there that were peacefully protesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And there is a differentiation between, you know, not following orders of police when it comes to an unlawful assembly and actually assaulting a police officer. So there is a varying range of these charges as well, right?
You're absolutely correct. Again, I want to reiterate, the vast majority of people out there are doing this peacefully. We've had a lot of frustration and, you know, concern in our community and the wrongdoing that's out there. And people's right to protest peacefully is out there because of the hurt being felt in our community. We just have some that are not doing what they can peacefully. They're vandalizing. They're burglarizing. They're assaulting police officers, local businesses. Yeah. And that part will not be tolerated.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. I mean, as everybody's trying to come back from, you know, the coronavirus closings and whatnot, to have your business destroyed and your employees have to be sent home because of that, that's just absolutely wrong. We're talking with the Valley's top prosecutor, Maricopa County Attorney Alistair Adele. There's been a lot of talk about outside agitators, and President Trump said he wants to see Antifa designated as a terrorist organization. Have we seen any arrests here of suspected Antifa members?
Honestly, I'd like to give you an exact answer. I need to get back with you on that. I don't know the exact answer. We are monitoring it. I can tell you that we are in close communication with Homeland Defense, our local law enforcement, to monitor these hate groups and other groups that are out there. But at the same time, we got to remember there are activist groups out there that just want to have their voice respectfully heard.
Oh, yeah.
So we're trying to balance those two, along with the fact that we're still in phase one of COVID-19.
Boy, and yeah, we haven't seen a whole lot of social distancing going on in the protests, and especially in the bad protesting, which is the looting and whatnot going on.